ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
And it's time to talk sport with Joe Sullivan. Good morning, Joe.
Hello.
In the NRL, multiple clubs circle a star's signature.
That's right. State of Origin player David Fifita has multiple clubs openly courting him. The back rower signed a contract worth more than $1 million a season when he first joined the Gold Coast back in 2020. But they're currently anchored at the bottom of the NRL table and a long way off premiership success. Counter that with current three-time premiers Penrith chasing him, along with perennial powerhouse the Sydney Roosters. Maybe an easy decision to make if you're going to get the same money at a more successful club. But, of course, that would seriously strengthen either of those sides' premiership credentials. Meanwhile, today, New South Wales Origin hopefuls will officially find out this morning if they've made the cut for the state's women's side. Questions over whether young Newcastle star Jessie Southwell will be selected. The 19-year-old led the Knights to a second straight NRLW premiership last year, but it remains to be seen if the Blues will opt for youth or experience as it tries to win back the title from the Queensland Maroons.
Oh, the old conundrum, youth or experience. Okay. In swimming, a Canadian rival's planned Olympic schedule may give her Aussie rival a boost.
That's right. So now, last Olympics, the biggest rivalry you would have heard about in the pool was Katie Ledecky of the USA against our own Ariane Titmus. And, of course, our girl won. But get ready to hear more about 17-year-old Canadian Summer McIntosh. She's a teenage sensation. She's been ripping it up in the pool, and she's just announced her schedule for the Canadian National Swimming Trials. Now, having beaten Katie Ledecky in her pet event, the 800 metres freestyle, the only person to have beaten her in about a decade, she's not opting to swim that event, partly because her schedule is so packed with so many other events.
She's got too much on.
Too much on. So that's good news for Ariane Titmus, who won silver in that event in Tokyo, but not so great news for Kaylee McEwen because McIntosh has got the 200-metre individual medley in her sights. So we'll find out how she goes in those events, and we'll also find out how Australia's swimming team is selected next month when we have our national swimming trials next month.
Let's talk cycling. A close finish in stage four of the Giro d'Italia.
Nailed it, yes. Aussie Caden Groves narrowly missed out on a stage win, edged out in a sprint finish by Italian Jonathan Milan, racing through stunning sunshine in the Italian Riviera. It's still early in the three-week tour, but there are two Aussie riders who are just on the verge of the top 10, Ben O'Connor and Michael Storer. They're about a minute and a half off the pace.
The AFL, this issue of concussion looks likely to continue to shape the game, both on and off the field.
That's right, PK. Sydney Swans coach John Longmire has put the possibility of plays being sent off the field on the agenda after one of his players was concussed last weekend. Tom McCartan is in concussion protocols and will miss this week after being bumped in the head by GWS's Callum Brown in a high-speed collision and subbed out. Brown has now been suspended for three matches as a result. Longmire says the playing field needs to be levelled out during a match when a player is concussed and can't return to the field, and he says that could include players being sent off. Meanwhile, leading player, agent and concussion campaigner Peter Jess has called for players who have suffered multiple concussions unable to sign long-term contracts. Now, this would seem counterintuitive for a player manager who receives a cut of a player's contract, but Jess argues it's irresponsible for players to return to the field after three concussions, and he's called for one player, Bulldog Tom Liberatore, who suffered his second concussion within 3 weeks, to consider retirement. Very quickly in the AFL as well, the Adelaide Crows and West Coast Eagles will have new names in 2 weeks. The Crows will change their name to Gumana and West Coast Walich Marua for rounds 10 and 11. They join Nam, Yatapulti and Waliap, who revert to Indigenous names to celebrate the Indigenous history within the AFL.
Beautiful names. In football, concern about the financial future of the A-Leagues.
Yes, it's the week where the focus is supposed to be on the football. Sydney FC have been crowned champions of the A-League Women. Central Coast have won the AFC Cup, and we're getting ready for the semi-finals of the A-League Men's competition. But questions remain about the Professional Leagues Board, who have failed to come to a resolution on its central redistribution fund. It's facing a cut of up to 50%, and the reason why this fund is important, it's the fund in which the money goes to the players.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Joe Sullivan there. You're listening to ABC RM Breakfast.